Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, on this podcast, I talk about anything and everything from raising your levels of consciousness, raising your vibrations by listening to music, or being in complete gratitude with the things that you have in your life and just accepting the fact that today is a good day, okay? Also, by changing your habits, thoughts, and beliefs, tapping into your imagination so that you can become more creative, and changing your mindset so that you can start thinking about things differently so that you can move differently. That was a mouthful, okay? But anyways, it's Friday, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So for all of my listeners, what I want you to do is share this podcast, okay? That is what this podcast is all about, and I need you to share it on your social media. So there is a share button on everybody's, no matter where you're listening, okay? And just hit that share button for your girl one time, okay? So this month, in this episode, I just want you to think about where you are mentally and where you can improve yourself mentally so that it can trickle down and improve you physically, emotionally, okay, and spiritually as well, financially, all right? So think about where you are mentally at this moment. Think about the things that you feel, you know, you worry about maybe a little too much, or things that are making you overwhelmed right now in your life, okay? Think about those things and think about the changes you can make to make that just a little bit better, okay? And you can make small changes. You know, if you listen, then you know that's what I talk about. Making small changes yield big results, okay? So today, I just really didn't want to have to go into depth about mental health awareness. We all know that mental health is important. Your mindset and the way you think, the way you do things, and what you believe is important, okay? Take awareness of that today, all right? In the whole month of May, take it as an opportunity to see where you may feel like, you know, you're not giving your best, or you're not giving, you could give a little bit more self-care, self-love towards yourself in the month of May, okay? What I do have for you today is I'm going to read something that I read this morning, and I think it kind of aligns with the mental health thing, because it talks about how we always feel like we don't need help, or we don't need anybody to help us improve and things like that, and that's not always true, okay? Sometimes we do need help, and it's, we just don't like to admit that. We just don't know where to look for help. We don't know how to find help. And so today, I'm just going to give you a message that I got from this book right here in front of me. And this book is titled, Each Day, A New Beginning. So every day is a new beginning, a new opportunity for you to start over mentally. Change your narrative, change the way you talk to yourself and to others, and, you know, let that flow out into the universe, into this world, and allow it to come back to you the same, okay? So what it says here is, vulnerability is as much as part of being human as is strength. Our vulnerability prevents our strength from becoming hard, brittle, self-serving. Our soft edges invites others' openness and their expression of love. We learned long ago to be strong. We were encouraged to need no help, to need nobody, for the people in the back. We were encouraged to need no help and to need nobody. But now we struggle to ask for help. As we grow in understanding of our human needs, And as we become aware of the spiritual help available, because God is always in you, within you, okay? That's me saying that. The difficulty of reaching out to others is ease, okay? When you know you got God in you, when you know you got your angels, your guides, your spiritual, you know, your ancestors, people watching over you, right? It makes it a little bit easier, okay? So, you no longer need to look to medication, pills, alcohol, food, or lovers, other people for strength. All the strength we'll ever need is as close as our thoughts. All the strength we'll ever need is as close as our thoughts. At this moment, we are a tower of strength, not one weighted by burdens. Rather, our strength is a gift of our connection to a spiritual power that can free us from all the troubles we shoulder. All right? You don't have to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. Okay? Our vulnerable selves will open our souls to the flood of strength just waiting for our prayers. Okay? Our vulnerable selves will open our souls to the flood of strength just waiting for our prayers. And then it has like a little affirmation here. I will be as strong as I need to be when I tap into the spiritual source that awaits my call. I will risk my vulnerable self today. All right? So, remember vulnerability when you feel you need to open up to somebody and talk to somebody and let them know that, hey, maybe I'm not feeling so well. Maybe I'm having these thoughts that are not serving my highest good. I need to talk to somebody to help me get back aligned, get back on track, and get back to myself. Be open to that today. Be open to that in the month of May for Mental Health Awareness Month. And if you know somebody else who needs to open up, who is not willing to open up, who keeps things so tightly closed within, but you can just feel and look at that person and know that they are crying out for help, offer them some help. It could be a phone call. It could be, hey, how you going? And you just never know. How are things going? How you doing? How you doing, fam? You know, and that could just open up the floodgates for them to release what's going on with them. So again, share this podcast. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You know, I just try to do my best each week to provide you with the information I feel is necessary to help you move forward and to move different in this life. That's what I do. Okay, your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. As you know, I'm still learning. And as I learn, I give it to you. Okay, so thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Have a wonderful, beautiful Friday. Because Friday is high day. So I want you to be in gratitude. I want you to go out, listen to some music. Anything you love to do that raises your vibration and makes you feel good, you do more of those things today. And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. Please check out my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop. The link is in the description of every episode, okay? I am selling Oracle cards, Unlock the Magic cards, to help you improve your life by just simply living in the present moment, and it's full of affirmations and just things to help you think differently, okay? I also have a language of love deck for anyone who needs clarification around their relationships, situationships, whatever you want to call it, okay? I have manifestation candles. I have crystal necklaces. I also sell sublimated t-shirts. I have guidebooks. I have a lot of things. So just please check out my Etsy shop for everything that your girl is doing. And I appreciate it.
I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here.